Culture 5. Exercise 3.
The earliest British newspaper was published in 1621 and had the title Courant, or weekly news from Italy, Germany, Hungary, Poland, Bohemia, France and Low Countries. Note the old spelling. It was a single sheet of paper and was sold weekly. Other newspapers soon sprang up, but they were strictly controlled by the government and journalists were not free to write what they liked until the 18th century. In 1702, the first daily newspaper was launched. For the next 150 years, successive governments imposed heavy taxes on newspapers, which made them too costly for ordinary people to buy. Prices only began to fall in the 1860s, when more people were able to read and were curious to find out what was happening in the world. Many new newspapers were launched around this time, and the era of the mass circulation dailies began. Nowadays, there are basically two types of national newspaper in Britain. Serious quality papers that carry news and analysis, for example, the Daily Telegraph, the Times and the Guardian, and popular tabloid papers that have some news but are largely devoted to gossip and entertainment, for example, the Sun, the Daily Mirror and the Daily Mail. Whereas global newspaper sales are still rising, circulation figures for newspapers in Britain are now in decline. This is due to the popularity of news websites, many of them run by the newspapers themselves, and of social networking sites like Twitter and Facebook. These are easily accessible from computers and mobile phones and constantly updated with breaking news. Newspapers have survived the advent of radio and television. But will they survive the competition they now face from the internet? I don't hold out much hope, but only time will tell.